basically every project is started with an ads, whether it's a mask or a canoe or a panel like this, you use the ads. And it's going to be a traditional Tlingit style face with two long outstretched arms, basically welcoming people into the fort. It's a traditional figure, something you would have seen quite a bit. There were welcome poles and then welcome figures. The nice thing about this type of work is it was developed as an art form. In historical times, all of the men had to carve. That was just what they did. If you wanted a bowl or a spoon to eat with, you had to carve it. You couldn't go down to the store and buy it. But if you were wealthy enough and you needed something special for a party, a kuiks or a potlatch, you would commission someone else to carve something for you. And part of the tradition was you couldn't carve something special yourself. You had to actually pay someone to do it, which developed that economy built around producing really nice things. And they were traded throughout Southeast. You'll look at old Haida collections, and in the middle of it will be a Tlingit piece because someone traded for it. And that's just kind of keeping that tradition alive by doing commissioned work.
So what do you enjoy about this kind of work?
Trying to tell a story with what you're doing, or when I'm doing a commission for private people, I work with them and try to tell their story or represent what they want to represent, and that can be challenging, but it can be a lot of fun. And that's kind of going back to the tradition of what the art form was developed for. It was the written language for the people in this area. They didn't, a totem pole is a notebook. It's telling a story or recounting a history. So there was always a very good reason for doing something like this, rather than just trying to make a buck.
And what story did you want to tell with this piece?
Well, not a story, but just an action, I guess. Welcome. Welcome to Haines, welcome to the valley, welcome to the sculpture garden. You know, kind of a beacon saying, you're welcome, come on in. And so that just seemed like a fitting thing for this.